This is the Recency Bias, your morning after mini-pod. I'm Zach Finos, along with you here. Morning after mini-pod, part of the Montreal Bias podcast, which is, of course, part of rabbithabs.com. Good to have you along on this morning following Montreal Canadiens with a 3-1 win in Edmonton on Monday night. Late start, 9 o'clock start in Edmonton. It was the first half game in 10 months that was being broadcast on TSN or RDS. I watched mine on RDS. Felt good to have the Pierre-Hud goal call again. If you listen to the last episode, we were talking about we're going to be playing his Habs Bingo from the Hockey Newsletter. Hockeynewsletter.party, I believe. Check that out. No Habs Bingos tonight. No squares. But a win for the Canadiens, a convincing one at that. Let's say the final score, 3-1. Game which the Habs outshot the Oilers 34-26. But this game was really, it was really all about, you could say the special teams. Canadiens with a power play goal in this one. But it was really about the penalty kill. It was really, this game belonged to the penalty kill in a few ways. Going into it, the questions were, are McDavid and Draisaitl going to push back? Answer, well, they came out in the first bit. The whole Oilers squad came out with a bit of a push, and we'll break that down as we get in the detail of the game. But once again, kept them off the sheet. Kept everybody except Devin Shore off the goal sheet. So, solid night for the Canadiens in once again shutting down McDavid and Draisaitl. Next question was, could Jake Allen handle it? Yes, Jake Allen in for his first start with the Habs. Good-looking mask from Jake Allen. Could he handle it? Answer, absolutely. He had a tremendous night. Allen made 25 of 26 saves. Deserved the shutout, just like Carey Price in the previous game against Edmonton. Really did deserve the shutout. He was very strong, much stronger than Koskinen, who, allowed three and looked shaky all night long. Another note I had in my notebook for wondering things to watch for in the game. How would the Oilers counter the Habs' four lines? Well, the Oilers, they countered as would be expected in the first bit of the first period. They came out ready. The Habs did have to weather about 8 minutes of the push, but that was about it. Once you got to the 8 minute mark of that first period, the Canadiens kind of started to find their game, and then Romanov scored. Nice setup from Kulak and Byron off face-off win. Byron sent it Romanov's way, or Kulak's way, and then skated basically towards Romanov, set up a bit of a screen. Romanov just with a confident shot. He had three shots on the night to go with the goal. Lovely night for Romanov. Four hits. Couple penalty minutes. First penalty of his career as well. And yeah, that question number four was, what are Suzuki and Romanov going to do? Well, Romanov, I just told you, got his first goal in the NHL. Put the Habs up 1-0 10 minutes into that first. And Suzuki looked fantastic again. Claude Julien loves him. I love him. Julien loves him because he's got him out on the 5-on-3 now. Which there was in this game, but the Canadiens killed that off a couple times. A couple little 5-on-3s. Killed that off because the PK, once again, was the game. 7-for-7 on the night. Oilers got some problems. Here's, before we get too excited, and I am excited about those two wins that the Canadiens picked up in Edmonton and the start of the season in general, before we get too excited, it is worth asking, are the Edmonton Oilers possibly bad? Koskinen, he doesn't seem very good. Their power play certainly doesn't seem, maybe the Canadiens are just a monster penalty killers now. And I think they did some great stuff. They did some great stuff Monday night, but Oilers don't look very good yet either. So, you know, that grain of salt with the rest of this, because otherwise, a great game. Really solid game. I mean, the Canadiens did have to weather two storms, basically, in that first period. The first was the Oilers came out as expected, and the second was a lot of penalties. Discipline getting the best of them. Edmonton had about 20 seconds of 5-on-3 at one point there in the first. Without Armia, without Deneau, as those two were in the box, and as everyone knows, those are two of the elite killers on the team. Puck over the glass penalty by Sherratt. But they killed them all off. They get out of that first period with the 1-0 lead. Outshot, though, 12-6 because of, as I say, the Edmonton Oilers did come out ready. First 8 minutes were about as good a hockey as we saw the Oilers play in the all 60 minutes of those last couple games. And then penalty kill. So the Canadians were outshot 6-12 in the first. And they had to continue killing those penalties in the second. Four straight penalties at one point against the Habs. Romanov got his first 2 minutes of his career, as I mentioned earlier. But Deneau was especially good on the penalty kill tonight. He was great. I thought Edmondson actually had a pretty good game overall. Shea Weber, a beast of a game. He scored his 103rd power play goal of his career. Got that one in the second period. Just 10 seconds left. The Canadians were actually technically on a power play. As I say, that's why it's a power play goal. But things just kind of fell apart. You didn't really think the Canadians... It wasn't like they were set up in a power play scenario. Things fell apart for Edmonton. And at first, the goal was called off. Because it looked, I guess, to the official like Petrie had caused Koskinen to fall. Or Petrie had pushed one of the Oilers players into Koskinen. I think it was Shore into Koskinen and called him to fall. And the Oilers kind of just gave up on the play because they were lying around and Koskinen was tripping over his own guy and Shea Weber was just down there behind the net, picked up the puck, bounced it off a couple Oilers and in. And he said, that should count. And Claude Julien said, that should count. And good on the Canadiens video staff for picking up that one should definitely have counted. A little risky, I suppose. You're only up 1-0 at that point. You get a penalty and you put yourself in a tough spot after the Canadians have been so good at weathering penalty after penalty with this very strong kill. But, nah, it was a goal. No doubt. Come on. It was, I mean, could they have called it off? Sure. We all remember Rick Nash dragging Carey Price into the corners and somehow that wasn't goalie interference. So, you never know how they're going to call these things, but they got that one right. It stood with that Shea Weber now in the top 10 all-time in the NHL history in power play goals. Canadians did outshoot the Oilers handily in that one, 17-7. In the third, 4 minutes, 30 seconds in, the penalties did keep rolling as Weber went for cross-checking. Of course, as you know, the PK was strong. Eventually, Lehkonen scoring on yet another penalty kill. Shorty was a 2-on-1. He kept it, beat Koskinen. 3-0 Canadians. Drouin would give up the puck. Kind of feel bad for Allen. Drouin just kind of... It was a bit laissez-faire by all the Canadians in that last bit as they were on the power play. And they had the puck in their own zone. And just a little too nonchalant with it, but the puck came off Drouin's stick. Devin Shore on the break. Beats Allen. That's a shame. That's a shame. Would have been nice to see him get the shutout. He was fantastic in his debut, as we said. So, actually, the Oilers got another ping in the lake going. But no, 3-1 would be the final. Canadians, solid. Heading on to Vancouver now. Wednesday night, there'll be a 10 o'clock game. It's 10 o'clock Eastern time start. Thursday night, Vancouver once again. Vancouver all week here. Thursday night at 9:30, then Saturday. Back to normal times. You can go to bed at a normal time on Saturday night because they're starting that one at 7 o'clock. Canadians are 2-0-1. 5 or 6 points to start the season on the road. That's not bad. That's not bad. But maybe the Oilers are bad. I'm not sure. Oh, Gallagher with a bit of a dirty hit on Nurse. I don't know if the NHL is going to take a look at that. Not a great hit by Gallagher on Nurse in the game. He did get called for 2 minutes for it, but if they take a look again... Nurse was away from the boards, back was kind of to Gallagher. Gallagher definitely took a run at him, so. Starting to see what these series are going to be like, right? A little bit of, you see the grittiness. You see the hate starting to build. That was just 2 games. We got 3 games coming up against Vancouver, then the Habs have 5 days off. But in those 3-game series, probably get to see one, you know, going to push things a little further. It's all going to feel a little bit playoffsy all season long. Anyone else of interest with points on the night? We got Toffoli getting his first. his first point with the Canadians. Kulak also with one. Byron with an assist on the night. Petrie and Suzuki picking up another point quietly. Not quietly in that it was a quiet assist. Suzuki once again a monster on the night. He's so good. All right, that'll do us. It was briefer. See, they'll be around. When I say the morning after mini pod, they're not the half hour that Ian and I did, or even the, 25 minutes in the first game. Those are the first ones back. These shall be, yeah, you should come in about 10 to 15 minutes, I imagine. Find me on Twitter at ZachDropSweets. Of course, at the Montreal Bias is the podcast Twitter handle, at RabbitHabs. Ian was riding that once again tonight, as he does every night with the Canadians play. Be sure to be checking out what comes out on rabbithabs.com. Great way to do that is just to follow that account. And as we publish the articles, pop up in your feed or head on the website. Make that part of your morning routine. As you listen to the recency bias, peruse the website and enjoy your coffee. Oh. Doesn't that sound decent? Okie doke. It's a late one again on Wednesday, the latest of the week, 10 o'clock. Wah, wah. Ugh. That bites. Oh, well. It's all Canadian division. Still pretty sweet otherwise. Right. Till then, take care.